Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Singleton, Councillor Wilson, thank you. Councillor White.
Nothing to say other than the report speaks for itself. I'm happy to support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Wilson.
No, nothing further in this report. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions of the managers? Okay, there's none. Therefore, no further discussion. I close the debate and I'll put that motion that's on page... I did have it down there.
139.
Page 139. Thank you, Jonathan. Everyone raise your hand. Thank you. That's supported unanimously. Okay, the next item, I can only assume, is 13.11, which is the accounts for payment for April 2025. Crop remover, please. For payments, Councillor White, Councillor Wilson, and Senator Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, I'm happy to move the motion. But I do have a number of questions, if I may.
Thank you.
It's largely around the continuing third-party costs for Jackson McDonald barristers and solicitors. That was another one. And Carabina Architects, page... 163 EFT 39201 10,395. Just curious in regards to, and I presume that the Jackson and McDonald's legal fees are associated with the ongoing negotiations with the East Fremantle Football Club. My question is around forward forecasting for these third-party services and when we would expect to see these sums to significantly reduce as an indicator for us to be aware on of this report in future months as a monitoring indicator. Thank you.
CEO.
Maybe I have to take that one on notice because I will seek from Jackson McDonald an estimate of expected future work should the agreement that has been presented to the football club effectively be accepted. It still hasn't been, still haven't had a response from that which we sent them on the 8th of May. But if that were to have been accepted, then the final preparation would be through to execution of those documents so we could see a reasonable understanding of what's left. In addition to the football club licence, there's also some variations required to the other two licences for croquet and for bowling. So I'd need to just bundle that up because that had to they have to mirror one another in certain instances. So I can certainly seek an estimate of that, but it is somewhat subject to whether or not any further revisions or amendments are going to be required to the football licence agreement. There is a second piece of work that Jackson McDonald is undertaking, which is a review of the contract provisions to see whether or not there's opportunities for council to address issues regarding defects or concerns we have with the build. But that's a separate purchase order. And we'll be monitoring that closely. So I can obtain that, but I can't give you that answer straight away. As I say, it is subject to the final licence agreement being agreed to.
Okay. And the second item, Carabina, the architect?
Carabina, from, again, I had to double check, but there are some final trailing payments as we are closing out that project. And I believe that was part of that as a some of those funds are being released from the funds we held against the community park project. Unless Mr. Koshin can point to that, I'd have to take more on notice about precisely what those payments are for.
Yeah, thank you.
Through the chair, just to add, there was an amount of $26,000 in professional fees applicable to the DLP period to, I guess, oversee any issues that had arisen. So given that that was a lump sum fee, that was effectively evenly spread over the DLP period. So the full amount has become due and payable now that we're out of DLP.
Okay. Councillor Wilson?
So I take by that we shouldn't be expecting any further charges from Caravana.
Through the chair, the reconciliation that we received from DCWC last year indicated a remaining balance of $26,000 for Caravana. So that invoice pretty much takes them up to the full balance. There might be a couple of $1,000s remaining.
Thank you. No further questions.
Councillor White? Nothing for the ad? Okay. Any other elected members? Any other questions in regards to April payments? I see nothing. Okay. If there's no further discussion, then I put that motion on page 161. Anything for the motion, please raise your hands. Thank you. And that's unanimous. Lovely. Come on. Damn PDF. Okay. Item 14, motions of which previous notice has been given, is nil. Notice of motion for consideration at next meeting. No notices. That's nil. Questions by members of, by which due notice has been given. It's nil. New business of an urgent nature. Any new business? Nil. Matters behind closed doors is nil. Therefore, meeting closed at 8:07.